Evangelical Lutheran Church elects former lesbian as first transgender bishop. By Penny Starr on May 12, 2021. A woman who dresses and lives as a man has been elected as the first openly transgender bishop for the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America's Sierra Pacific Synod. The media picked up the talking points on Megan Rohrer's website where she announced, "I use they, their and them as my preferred gender pronouns because I haven't really figured out how I want my buy-in to be for the rest of my life." Rohrer, who is married to a lesbian, said in the video she is a pastor, a parent, and transgender. "I am a work in progress," Rohrer said in the video. The Religion News Service reported on Rohrer, a pastor at Grace Lutheran Church in San Francisco, using the LGBT movement's glossary. Well known for advocating for LGBTQ rights in street activism, preaching and writing, Rohrer, 41, who uses the pronouns they and them, is also recognized for their work with the homeless. They have also attained minor celebrity status stemming from appearances on the television series Queer Eye and in profiles in Time magazine and Cosmopolitan, where they recounted their struggles as a young LGBTQ Christian and as a person coming to terms physically and spiritually with their gender. "It's an honor to be called to serve the Sierra Pacific Synod," Rohrer said to Religion News Service in a written statement. "During this time when some imagine trans people at their worst, Lutherans have once again declared that transgender people are beautiful children of God. Thank you to everyone who has been praying for me and my family as I accept this call." The RNS story recounted her childhood in South Dakota and when she was expelled from her church's youth group after coming out as a lesbian. The RNS story continued. In San Francisco, whose board of supervisors declared August 12 Pastor Megan Rohrer Day in 2012, Rohrer has been an outspoken defender and counselor to LGBTQ people, especially the transgender homeless and Christians. "Using faith to tear other people down is not good news," Rohrer told Cosmopolitan magazine in 2017. "We need to all be as loud and as angry as the people who want to declare that there are types of people that God can't love." The RNS report said the Sierra Pacific Synod has 180 congregations in Northern California and Northern Nevada, with more than 36,000 members, of which some 13,000 attend church. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.